עין עמד בית ופליגה ורב יהודה. We have here a machloikis, how to translate the posik. Maybe we should start already from Shimu Eli. Shimu Eli abirei leiv halchoike mitzadoke. So there are people who are called abirei leiv, they're rochik mitzadoke. So what does this mean? Is Rav Shmuel v'omro lo Rav Yechonah v'Rav Elozo, chad omar kol ha'olam kuloi nizaynin b'tzedoke. The whole world, they don't have enough schusim to get mezaynis. The Rabbeinu Shalom gives them mezaynis b'tzedoke. It's a charity. They're not deserving of it. Rashi says, kol ha'olam kuloi nizaynin b'tzedoke, b'tzidkosei shalakadish bolchu v'loi b'schus shebiyodo. They do not have enough schusim to get mezainers. So the nizin b'tzidkosa ishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the tzedokah of the Rabbeinu Shlel. That's most people. V'heim nizainim b'zroya. But there are people abirei lei, and their mezainers they get b'zroya. So Rashi says, b'zchus shebiyodam. They have their own schusim with which they're deserving to get mezainers. Ubitzadikim mishtoriko. The Pasuk is speaking about tzadikim. Vikori luhu rechoikim mitzitkosai shalakadish boruchu. That they are far from the tzedakah of the Rabbeinu Shalom. They are not dependent on the tzedakah of the Rabbeinu Shalom. They come with their own schus. They can have mezainis. V'chad omar. And another one said, Pshat and the Pasuk, Kol Olam Kulay Nizaynem Bischusam. The whole world is Nizin in their Schus. Not Bischusay Shal Tzedakah. The whole world is Nizayn in the Schus of these Tzadikim. V'heim Afilu Bischus Atzmam Ein Nizaynem. And they themselves do not have their own schusim in order to get mezainis. That means, ain't them mezainim, that they don't have mezainis. The world is eating on their shoulders. The world is eating in their schus, the schus of the tzaddikim. And they themselves do not have mezainis. Ain't them mezainim, she'ein lahem kedei tzorcheihem. They do not have enough for themselves. Umispalnasim bekushi. And their parnosa, they have difficulties in parnosa. He says, we see there is a seder that the schus ha-tzadikim, the world gets mezainis. And the Gemara brings, k'da Rav Yehuda Marav, the Omar Rav Yehuda Marav, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim baskel yoytzeis me'ha-chayrev v'yimeres, Kol Olam Kulay Nizaynim Bishvil Chanina Beni. That the whole world gets mezainis in the schus of Rab Chanina Ben Doise. Chanina Beni Dai Loi Bekav Cheruvim Me'erev Shabbos La'erev Shabbos. And Rab Chanina Ben Doise himself had only a Kav Cheruvim Me'erev Shabbos La'erev Shabbos. Agavuchet is a Meire de Kevot from Rab Yisrael Salanter. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that an apikeiris is a person that says my ahani lon rabbonon. What benefit am I deriving from the rabbonon, from the Talmidei Chachomim? Lididu tonu, lididu koru. They're learning, they're steiging. I give them the greatest respect, but what am I deriving from them? What am I getting from them? And the Gemara, it seems that that's called an apikoiris, the ein loy chelek lo ilam habo. Having such a hashkofe by saying, maya hanilon rabbonon, he doesn't have a chelek in ilam habo. So Yisrael Salanter asks, no, it's not the right hashkofe. A person should appreciate the Talmidei Chachomim. The whole world is standing in their schus. That's, we zich cannot rectify this hashkofe, but Ein lehem chelek lo olam haba. Why does one lose olam haba? Because not doesn't have the correct hashkafa. So Bisol Salantra says as follows, that he brings a medrash in Keheles that a person, a normal person, that his schusim, the mitzvahs that he does, is not even sufficient to pay for the mezainus he's getting. That means, gives a mashal, a person goes into a restaurant and he orders a meal, at the end he's given a bill. To Rabbi Nishlam that gives mezainus, nothing is given for free. There has to be a payment for it. So he brings a medrash in Keheles that a person really does not have enough schusim even to pay for the mezainus that he puts in his mouth. So Rabbi Sol Salanta says, so if that is the case, how can one be zeiche for Olam Haba? He's busy paying up Olam Hazeh. So he says, therefore, the Rabbi Nishlam made a different cheshbon. That pshat in this Gemara, kol ha'olam nizein b'shvil chanina b'ni. There are tzaddikim, which have tremendous chusim. So the mizaynis of the olam is on their places. They're footing the bill. They're chusim, they're boim b'zroya. They're chusim, they are paying for the mizaynis of the whole world. Fine. Kol ha'olam nizein b'shvil chanina b'ni. He says, if, since that is the case, so if a person does some mitzvahs also, so listen, for the mezainis you can't deduct. Rav Chanina ben Dais is paying for it. So mebeilah, so I have to get some olam haba also, because that is the cheshbon. So we saw Salanta says, but what if a person says, maya hanilon rabbonim? What am I getting from the rabbonim? He doesn't realize what he's getting. He says he's not getting anything from the rabbonim. So we saw Salanta says, fine. Gemara says, fine. If you hold you're not getting, you won't get taki. So memeila ain't like chelik loilam haba, not als oinish. Lemaisa he won't have a chelik and oilam haba because now he'll have to be footing the bill for his mezainis. So if he's busy paying for his mezainis with his chusim, his memeila ain't like chelik loilam haba. Rabbi Sol Salanta says, amoyre de kevot. He says, sometimes when the tzaddik is nostalgic from the doyer, and the person thinks, Oilam kimin hogeinoyegi. The tzaddik was living, the tzaddik is not here anymore. The things are going the same. But he's making a big difference. Kolzman, the tzaddik was here, there was someone that was footing the bill. Now that the tzaddik is not here, it could very well be that he has to start footing the bill. So there's a tremendous difference in the anhogi, even though it's not nira leinayim. Al koponim, that is the inyan, according al koponim to the second pshat, that kol ha'olam kuloi nizayim b'shvilom. That is the seder of the Rabbeinu Shloim, that the tzaddikim are, in the schus of the tzaddikim, that they receive the mezainis. That's how they learn pshat. So this abirei leiv or choykim in tzedokir is going on tzaddikim gedoilim. Upligi the Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda had a different pshat in this pasuk. The Omar Rav Yehuda man abirei leiv, who falls into the category of abirei leiv, guvoi tipshoi. Who are these guvoi tipshoi? So, pligi de Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi says, the idiom are abilur leiv, heine rishoim. These people are rishoim. Guvoi, shem umehi bebovel. This is a certain nation that finds itself in Bovel. Ome meseches kedushin amrinen shahoyo minan nesinim. These Guvoi, they came from the Nesinim. So these people are Abirelei, Holchoikim Minat Tzedokeh. The Shleima Mishnase says, the Gemara says in Yevomis, that David HaMelech Asel the Nesinim Milovei Bekol, that's a Rashi learns the Al Koponim, and the loy mibnei Yisrael heima. They did not have the characteristics in the midis that Yidden have. Yidden are rachmonim, and they are not rachmonim. So that is pshat in this pasuk. Horechoikim mitzedoke. These are people who are rochek mitzedoke. They do not have the midah of tzedoke. They do not have the midah of rachmonim. These are birei leiv. These are people with a callous heart. So that's what this pasuk is speaking about. Omar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, we see the callousness of their hearts, from these nesinim, we don't see that anyone was megaya from them. So we see the callousness that they possessed. Agav uche, we are not in the sugya, but there's a machloikis in the beginning of Elul Nairis, if the nesinim we're speaking about after the geirus, or before the geirus. The Shittas Rabbeinu Tam is the nesinim, we're speaking that nesinim are also lovey bekol avila after they were megaya themselves. And it seems they were megaya themselves. Rashi is not clear if Rashi holds is speaking about before the geirus, but from our Gemara it would seem that these nesinim, which is a whole sugi about nesinim, were never megaya themselves. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. Teida, these nesinim were never megaya themselves. That's where we see the abir elei. Omar Ravashi, b'nei Mosa Machasye abir elei b'ninu. The goyim from Mosa Machasye, from the city of Machasye, also abir elei. Why? The kachozu yikore di reisa, they witnessed the kovod ha-teire, trei zimni b'shate, two times during the year, and not one of them, after witnessing the Kvod HaTorah, not one of them was Megayer themselves. Now what's this Kvod HaTorah? So Rashi says, Shvoche di reise treizim nebishate, shahoyu nesofim shom Yisrael ba'odo lishmoya behuche sapesach, medrish taravashi, ובאלו לשמיה הלכי שחק. Rashi, the Shleim HaMishnos explains, Rashi wants to say, why did they come together only two times during the year? Because the difficult halachas, the Pesach halachas and the Sukkot halachas, so they came together in Odo and in Elul to learn these halachas. It seems, Atzeres for Shavuos, there was no special halachas to learn, so they never came together before Shavuos. That's what the Shleim HaMishnah says Rashi means to tell us. The Kveg Yetzech and Suha Rashi later, it seems they did come together Shavuos, but the Gemara says Levi and Mosa Machasye, they only came together, Trei Zimni B'Shate. Could be even if they did come together, but there wasn't such a big Oilam because the Halachas weren't, so complex, so there wasn't such a big Oilam that came. What does Taisva say? Trei zimni b'shata. Avol ba'atzeres, she'eine ele yom echad, lehoyu kol kach mis'asven. Atzeres was only one day, so there was not such a big asifa. So it seems from Taisva, the yekor of the arise in the first pshat was, I'm going to say there was a tremendous oilam that came. And they should have been the spoil from the oilam and be megaya themselves. And then Taisa says, V'shemo Nisa Isracheshlu. The taina on the goyim of the city of Machasye is not because they weren't nispoil from the oilam that came, but they were able to see Nisim Gluyim. V'ro'isi b'sefer ho'itim shechiba ha'rav Rab Yehuda Bar Barzilai, sheshama he heard shehoya omud shel eish Yoyreid min ha-shamayim aleihem bekala de elu ubekala de odo. It would seem that just like the Torah was nitten be'eish, so it would seem that if one learns Torah the way it should be learned, the eish shalmayim adasina is there. In Al-Kuponim by Stoysen, the schus of these gedolim was visible. So they were able to see a eish that was yered min ha-shamayim, Elul and Odo, and they still weren't megaya themselves. That falls into the category of abir elei. We hear in the Mishnah, chosom im roitze likrois, krishma laila rishen koire. If he wants to learn krishma the first night, he's allowed to learn. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Loi kol ha-roitze litol es Hashem yitol. Not everyone who wants to learn Krishna is permitted to learn. So what does Rashi say? Loi kol ha-reitze, im loi hurzak chocham v'chosid l'rabim. This person is not a chosid, chocham v'chosid l'rabim, ein ze el ha-gaiva. Shemare ba'atzmoi sheyochel l'chavein liboi. So it seems from Rashi that the emerson, he cannot be mechavein, and later the Gemara says, that's the svara of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, anan sadi deloy motzi lechavni daite. He cannot be mechavin. A person who is not a chochem b'chosid l'rabim is anan sadi, that he can't be mechavin. So the kiyam ha-mitzvah stamazai, he's not being mekayim. So the whole krishma is only a front of gaiva, that means the only thing he's accomplishing is tziyuagot, gaiva, that he wants to show that he is able to learn Krishna, even though in reality he is unable since he's torid betirde the mitzvah. And it seems he cannot be Messiah Das, a person who's not a chochem b'chosid l'rabim. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds he cannot be Messiah Das. Lememre, the Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel chayesh liyuaro. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said that a person who is not up to the madreig of a Talmud Chochem should not do actions which only a Talmud Chochem could do, because if he does them, so that's yura, that's gaive. The Rabbonon lo chayishi liyura. The Rabbonon hold that even though he's not a Chochem v'chosid l'rabim, if he wants to do it, let him do it. One is permitted to do it. There's no isra of gaive. So the Gemara asks for Ibche Shaminalu. We find in a different case that there's a Fakerte Machloikis. We learned as follows. The Snam, Mokeim Shenogu Lasis Meloche B'Tishabov, Oysen, a place where the minig is to do Meloche, one is permitted to do Meloche. Mokeim Shenogu Sheloi Lasis, Ein Oysen, if there's a minig HaMokeim not to do Meloche, one shouldn't do. The chol mokim, even a mokim where the minhag is to do malacha, talmidei chachamim betelim, and they do not do malacha. It befits a talmid chachim not to do malacha on Tisha B'Av. And it will seem talmidei chachamim betelim. That's what the chachamim hold. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oima la'olam yaseh kol adam es atzmai ketalmid chachim. So what is Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel meisif on the Tanakhama? It seems that Tanakama holds, and this is the Rabbonon holds, but only Tamidei Chachamim B'Teilim. But someone who is not in the category of a Talmud Chochem, so he's not allowed to be Botel on Tisha B'Av, because it's Merziki Yuaro. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, even a person who is not in the category of a Talmud Chochem is permitted to act like a Talmud Chochem. So it is a contradiction, these two Mishnayos. Kashe de Rabbonon ad de Rabbonon. Kashe de Rabbi Shimon Gamliel ad de Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Muchlefes Hashite. That there's a toys, Muchlefes Hashite, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel always holds that there's merzik yura, and the chachamim always hold you're not chayish liyura. Rav Shisha b'rei de Rav Idi oma l'oilam loisachlef. It could be that there Rav Shimon Gamliel is not chayish for yura, and here he is chayish. The Rabbona loikashe krishma kivin de kula alme kokoru by krishma, since everyone is laning krishma. The Iyu Namiko. So he is not outstanding. Even though he's wearing a shtreimel and he's learning Krishna, but it seems it's not boilet. I mean, since he's doing what everyone else is doing, even though he has a ptur, loimerzi ki yura. One doesn't see the yura upon him because he's doing what everyone else is doing, even though in Yesod he has a ptur. Hochek, even the kula alme, like he's doing something what everyone else is doing. He's not being Magdal himself over the Hamoinam. They're Leni Krishma, he's Leni Krishma also. So even though he has a heter, or he's part of him Leni Krishma, but that's not Yuara if he's doing what they are doing. Yuara means he's showing that he's better than them. Hachik, even the Kuli Almi of the Melacha, the Ihu Laika of it. So here, his actions are showing that he feels that he's greater than the Hamoinam. That's Mevzik Yure. If he doesn't fit into Itzla Darabonu, he's not in the category of a Talmud Chochem. So he should act like the Hamoinam acts. That is the Svore of the Chachomet. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel loy kashe. Hosam bekavon et al yemilse vanan sadri de loy motzi lechav nidaiter. That means since Krishna needs kavone, so this is a maisa of gaive. We know he can't be mechavon. So what's the purpose in laying the Krishna? So he just wants to show that he could be mechavon. So that alone is an action of Yuhara, of Gaive. Avol Hocha, we don't see anything. Haroya Oime Melocha Huda Ein Loi. His actions are not outstanding. By not working, there are not flashing lights that are saying, I'm a Talmud Chochem. Paik Chazi Kama Batloni Ika Bishuke. How many, in a normal day, there are many people who are jobless. A person who is not working, that does not attract or is not outstanding, that he is showing that he's a Talmud Chochem. He's acting like a Talmud Chochem. Maybe he's like the many other people who don't have a job at the present time. Rashi, Omri Inchi Yaviditehu Delesle, Haroya Oisoi Shene Oisa Meloche, someone doesn't see what his intentions are. A person will think he doesn't have malacha. So if his intentions are unknown, there's no yuara. Even a normal day, there are many people who are botel mi malacha. Rav Sheishe bereid Rav Idi Oma lo'oilom lo'isachle. Perish Rabbeinu Chananel v'arloche ke Rav Sheishe. Tuhu basro. So one shouldn't be machle. And therefore, v'arloche ke Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Oma, we have a cloud, Oma lo'iko lo'oitza litolas Hashem yitoil, ובכל מוקים ששון רב שמעון גמליאל במשנסינו הלוכה כמריסי חוץ מאורי וצידן וראי אחרינה. וכן פוסק רבינו חננו, that therefore a chosen, if he's not a chochem וחוסד לרבים, is not allowed to learn Krishna. ומיהו, Taisa says a very interesting psak, אנו, שבשום פעם אין אנו מכוונים היטב, that was Bizman Chazal. Bizman Chazal, when the Krishna was lain b'kavone. So therefore, a person who was not a chosid b'chochem l'rabim, his laining of Krishna was a ishtikaive. He was showing that he's able to lain Krishna, even though there are tirdes the mitzvah. But by us, ain't onu mechavnim heitei. So Mamele, even those who are not chasanim, are also not mechavin. Gam chosen yesh likrei. So then a chosen should learn. The other rabbi. It's the other way around. Nire ki yuharoim lo yikra. If he won't learn Krishna, that means every day in the week when his head is full of all his business and all other things, he learns Krishna. And all of a sudden when he becomes a chosen, all of a sudden then he's becoming from the other rabbi. If he won't learn Krishna, so that's then he's showing Kloima Ani Mechavin Bechol Shah. So that's what he is saying. Avalas is Melocha B'Tishabov, Ein Las is Melocha. But when it comes doing Melocha in Tishabov, so there we also paskin like Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. And Rab Shimon ben Gamliel holds that there is no merzil ki yuaro. So therefore, one should not do meloche. Like this pshat in Rashi, v'kach nireh ke girsas av sforim, a different girsan gans. Shelefneri hamite v'shela acher hamite. The Tanya is not differentiating. It matters on one nekuta. Esh hamito tzricho lehem, if the mito needs them, pturim. Ein tzricho lehem chayov. Ve'elu, but now the Mishnah says, say those that will be carrying the mitah. Say those who will no more be carrying the mitah, pturim min atfila, the potter from davening. Ve'elu pturim min atfila, so Rashi says, the lav di eraisehi. We have to know klar what this ptur is, but it seems the normal ptur of Isaac b'mitzvah does not apply by those who will not carry any more the mitzvah. Afal pikein, since they're doing a ktsas mitzvah, it seems they patterned from tefillah since it's a darabona. Heim omru veheim omru. Verabbi seinu pirshu, then Rashi brings a second shot, l'fishi yeshlam oid shehus. They're potter from tefillah. What does that mean, they're potter from tefillah? Because l'fi sheyesh lahem oid shehus. That means they don't have to, that means the mechuyev to lein krishma now, there's no ptur of Isaac the mitzvah. They don't have to daven now, because they can daven later. That's pshat. V'li nire she'ein zeh loshim p'tur. Perhaps v'loi nire she'ein zeh loshim p'tur. The rabbis of Shal Rashi learned that the Mishnah is speaking about a case that they have more time to daven. They have time to daven after the kvur. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling us, so they should not daven now. Let them daven later. What will be in a case when they won't have time? That means, let's say, it's after Zman Krishma. And if they won't be mispalo now, they won't be able to be mispalo. So then they're mechuyev to daven, according to Rabbis of Shal Rashi. So Rashi didn't like that. So one shouldn't say a loshen, they're potter from davening. It matters what time it is. If they have a chance later, now they shouldn't daven. But there's not a ptur tefillah. V'horaya, when they won't have time, the mechuyev now to daven. Therefore, Rashi said a different pshat. Rashi says, v'taka, since tefillah is a darabonon, or others say, I think maybe the ptur is because they're walking. So that's where the potter from tefillah. But since tefillah is a darabonon, so they potted, now they're in a matzav of ptur. Now they're in the matzav of ptur. If later there'll be time, so later they'll become mechuyev. But now they are potter. If they won't have time later, they're also potter. So that's why, according to Rashi, the lashon of potter is much better than according to the rabbis. The Mishnah says further, kavru esameis, after the kvure, v'chazru, and then they went back to make a shure, they surrounded the oval, and they were menachem the oval. Is im yechaylem lahaschil v'ligmer ad shelo yegiyu l'shure. If it is possible to say the complete krishma before they'll get to the shure, yaschilu. So now, this in between is, they're not doing anything, so memela, so now they should learn krishma. V'im lav lo yaschilu. They shouldn't start even, because they won't be able to learn the complete krishma. Ha'imdim b'shure apnimiyim pturim v'achitzoyniyim chayovim. Now let us see Rashi. L'shure shayim menachmim esa ovul behekif shure svivoysov b'shure min hakevel. Used to surround the ovul. Yeah. Eilu v'eilu pturim min hatfila. They're potter from tefila. Avo bekrishme ubetvillen shehem idiraise. Krishmin Trilin, which is Minat Torah, is Chayobim. It is those who aim Amita Tzrichalahem, so they're Chayim Bekrishmin Trilin, which is a Derais. The Reisha de Koma Mishemesari Mutal Lefonov, the Potom in Krishma Minat Trilin, Kolshkein, the Potom in a Trilin. He's Zicha Potom from Trilin. So from this Taisvis we see clearly that the way the Moray Misoda said before, that Taisvis was not Geiris in the Mishnah in HaTfilah. So Taisvis says, so why doesn't it speak about Tfilah before? So Taisvis says, because there it's a Koshken, if it's a potter from Krishman Tfilah, it's a Bereise, Avadi Givis is potter from Tfilah. But he only mentioned Krishman Tfilah, he wanted to differentiate that Meise Mutalofonov is always part of Mikrishme Minatvile, and Meise Amita depends as Amita Tzorchlem, or there ain't Amita Tzorchlem. Zok the Gemara. Mutalofonov, the Mishnah says that who is Mechuye, when is he part of Tulain Krishme? Mutalofonov, if the Meise is lying before him, eh? Then he is part of Mikrishme Minatvile. But what if the mace is not lying lefon of light? Then the halacha is, he's chayim. Only in this matzav of mutal lefon. Oreminu, I'll ask you a kasha. We learned in Abaraisa, Misha meisei mutal lefon of, oichel bebayis acha. He should eat, he should not eat in the same room together with the mace. Vim ein loy bayis acha, oichel bebeis chaveiroi. Then it seems like Chatchili should not go out of his house. If the only way he can avoid not eating together with the mace is going to beis chaveiroi, then he should go to beis chaveiroi. Vim ein loy beis chaveiroi, oise mechitze va oichel. Vim ein loy dovo lasis mechitze, magze pomme va oichel. If he does not have, so it's not impossible to make a machitza division between him and the mace, so he turns around and eats. Ve'einoi mace ve'oichel, he does not eat behaseber, that means he's not kiveya himself la'achile, he only eats an achile saroi. Ve'einoi oichel boso, ve'einoi shoyse yayin, ve'einoi mevorech, ve'einoi mezamein, Vein mevorchin olov, vein mezamnim olov. See later the exact taich on all these halachas. Upota mikrishma uminatvile, uminatvilen, umikol mitzvahis ha'amureis patayre. So be'etzem, we have here akasha already. We have here akasha that here it says that we're speaking about a whole bunch of cases. Most of the cases are that he's not together with the mace. He is in a different rishus, by Yisachar, or by Yischaveroi. Ba'av al Pikein, it says about this person, that this person is potter mikol mitzvah samuris b'teire, even though it's not meisai mutter lefon. So that is the Gemara's kasha. How does this agree with our Mishnah? Let us see Rashi. She'einai mutter lefon, kegoin hu bebayis echot, ameis bebayis acher, it's not mutter lefon, he's in a different bayis. It would seem from the Mishnah that he's chayiv b'krishme. Oichel bebayis acher, de nire keloyig l'rosh. Rashi is medayik, the Shleim from Mishnasi is medayik from Rashi, that really, this is not a loyig l'rosh. We had before, on the Kimel Amid Beis, we had before Rashi said one is not allowed to be mesapa bedivrei teire, because that's loyig l'rosh. Everyone is mechuyev l'saper behem. Everyone is mechuyev l'saper bedivrei Torah. And the mace is unable to speak divrei Torah, so that's a loyig l'rosh. But the Gemara says over there, mili da'alme, But samozit to speak dvorim betalim, there's no one is allowed to speak in front of the mace. She'ein gnai lemachish b'hem, because one is not a, it's not a gnai, it is a gnai if one is unable to speak divrei Torah. So that's a loig l'rosh. I'm able to speak and you're unable to speak. But when it comes to mili da'ome, so it's not, she'ein gnai lemachish b'hem, it's not a chesorin if one does not speak mili da'ome. So therefore it is not a loig l'rosh if he is speaking. So he is speaking, the mace is not speaking. Perhaps the mace is accomplishing more with his not speaking than you with your speaking. So there's no leg l'rosh al kapon. So the shaila is, why is eating different? Why is eating, what is eating different than speaking? So therefore Rashi says, denire ke loig l'rosh. Rashi put in denire, this ziche no loig l'rosh, it's only nire. What the nire is, I don't know. But I'll kapon him, but we know why Rashi had to put in the word nire. Because this is, in Yesod, this is similar to Mili Da'alme, that there is no loigul rosh be'etzem. Be'enei meisev, kederech ha-mesubim, v'chshivis al-tzidai ha-smolis b'mite. He's not keveya himself to eat. Ve'enei mevorek, ve'einai tzorech levorech birchas hamaitzi. So this is Rashi Shite. Rashi learned the p'tur is dum yedachosim, the potter mishom tirde de mitzvah. And just like by chosim we hear a machloikis, Taisus paskin bizman hazeh a chosim we hear a machloikis b'chlal, if a chosim is allowed to lay. Machloikas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Chachomim, it's Merzik Yure or not, but it seems the whole Shaila is als Merzik Yure. That's the only Shaila. But there's no Iser, there's no, besides the Merzik Yure, there's no Iser to lay in Krishma. So Memelo Sorashi says, maybe Davke Krishma, because Krishma needs a lot of Kavone. Then could be there's the Merzik Yure. So Rashi learns Pshat ve'einai mevorech, Rashi learns ve'einai tzorech levorech birchas hamoitzi. He's not mechuyev. There's a ptur, he's potter from broches, al tztir de the mitzvah, but there's no iser. Ve'einai mezamein, einai tzorech levorech birchas hamozin. Rashi seems to say mezamein means birchas hamozin. Ve'ein mevorech in olo. And Rashi says, not only is he potter, ein tzorech sheyavochu lo yacherim bebirchas alechem. It's not, maybe you'll say that he shouldn't make a brocha, but someone else should see to make a brocha for him. Also leilodim lehonis bo'ilam azeh b'loi brocha, so let someone else be meitzi b'unt a brocha. That is not necessary. Since there's no chiyuv brocha on him, there's no iser lehonis bo'ilam azeh b'loi brocha. So it is not necessary for someone else to make a broche. Ve'ein mizamnim olo, ein mitztaref im shloisha lezimun. He cannot become part of a zimun. So here Rashi is saying as follows. Even though Rashi held that if he wants to, he could make a broche, but zimun you need a bar chiyuve. In order to have a mitzvah of zimun, you need three people who are mechuyev to bench. He is not mechuyev to bench. So even though he can bench, but he's not mechuyev to bench. So therefore, a mizamnim olav, we cannot use him as a third one in zimun. Yeah, let us start Taisvis. Ve'ein ein mevorech, perish Rashi, ve'ein zokuk levorech. He doesn't have to make a broche. U'mashme mitoich perushoi, Shim rotza levorech rashoi. If he wants to make a broche, he's allowed to make a broche. There's only a ptur of Torah betir de mitzvah. Miu, Taisva says, be Yerushalmi koma, im rotza lahachmir, ein shaymim loy. The Yerushalmi says that if he wants to make a broche, he wants to be macha, we don't let him. So therefore, Taisva did not want to make a machloikis bavli in Yerushalmi, which other said Rashi did. Rashi held that Bavli is not Meshubah to be Yerushalmi, so therefore Rashi said Ein Limbebroche means he doesn't have to make a broche. And Taisa says that Mistomad is no machlokes Barbel Yerushalmi. And so therefore Ein Limbebroche means Ein Rashoy Lebor. He's not allowed to make a broche. Umbeforish bi Yerushalmi Lomo. So the Yerushalmi says, why is he not allowed to make a broche? Bekoma mipnei kvoidoi shel meis. One reason is, it's not a kovid of the meis. That means, it seems he's mesiach das from the meis, is therefore, he's not allowed to make a broche. This is not a chumre, this is a kula. He's being mezalzel bekvoidoi shel meis. Inami, mipnei she'ein loy misha yisa masoi. A different reason is, if he'll be saying broches, there's no one to be metapel with the tzolchei hameis. That means it's not only a shaila of kovid. That means someone has to be metapel now with the kvurev. So therefore, he's not allowed to do other things. The meis is losing. He has to be oisik physically with all the tzolchei hameis. Uporich, so the Yerushalmi asks, vasanye, Potter minetilus lulav. He's potter minetilus lulav. Now, so the Yerushalmi learned, because alke daitach, the mairi biyontek, uboy eini torud liso masoi. He's not torud yontev, he's not torud liso masoi, so why is he potter minetilus lulav? Umishani, he has nothing what to do yontev. Umishani tifte b'chayl. That what it says is part of Tilas Lula, that's speaking about Chalamoy. Perish b'choylei shomoy. V'asanya the Yerushalmi asks further, Potter mitkiye shayfra, Islach lemeime b'choyl, can one say that the shayfra is also b'choyl amoy, v'loy b'yontev b'tmiye? So you see, he's potter in yontev also. In yontev he has nothing what to do for the mace. Why is he take potter? Umeshani Omar Rav Chanina, mikivin shu zokok lohochin loy orim betachichen. He's mechuyev to be metapel to see that this may should have orim betachichen. I what can he do, yontev? Kedisnan machshichen alatchum lohovi loy orim betachichen. He could be machshich alatchum. That means in yontev he can go towards the end of the tchum. That'll be, that right after Yontov will be able to bring him an Orem Betachichim. Kemoyishu Neisei Masoidom. So there's also a Tirdre in Yontov of to be Machshech Halatchum. So therefore, is Potter Mitkiye Shoifer. Alme Mashme, the Bishabosois V'yomim Toivim, Einei Rashoi Levorech Ulehispalo. That even in Shabbos and Yontev, Eini Rashoi, first of all, the Yerushalmi said, Ein Shoymin Loi, and the Yerushalmi said, Tu Tamen, and Vaistais Mashme, and then the Yerushalmi comes to say that Afilu in Shabbos for Yontev, Eini Rashoi Levorech Leispalu, Tetorid Lahachshech Loi Alatchum, Lohovi Orin Betachich. Okay.